Shall we, to whom the stream by right belongs, who travel silent, save perchance for songs, whose tracks a ripple leaves the Thames a lake, nor frights the swan, scarce makes the rushes shake, who harmonize, exemplify, complete, and vivify a scene already sweet, who travel careless on from lock to lock, oblivious that the world contains a clock, with pace commensurate to our desires, propelled by other force than Stygian's fires. Shall we be driven hence to leave a place for these who bring upon our stream disgrace? The rush, the roar, the stench, the smoke, the steam, the nightmare striking through our heavenly dream, the scream as shrill and hateful to the ear, as when a peacock vents his rage and fear, which churn to fury all a glassy reach, and heave rude breakers on a pebbly beach, which half o'erwhelm with waves our frailer craft, while graceless shop-boys chuckle fore and aft. Foul watered toadstools, noisome filth-stained shapes, fit only to be manned by dogs and apes, blots upon nature, scars that mar her smile, obscene, obtrusive, execrable, vile.